Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. It's a new month, and a new section of Metro Rail track is now impacted as part of the Safe Track initiative.
We're now into phases 3 and 4 of Safe Track, this time impacting service on the blue and yellow line starting today for 14 days between Reagan National and Braddock Road and National Airport in Pentagon City. Shuttle buses will be available, but the airport's authority's Margaret McKeough says if you prefer to drive,
we highly, highly recommend that you use our reservation system that is on our website.
She says the key will be planning ahead and giving yourself plenty of time to get there. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The rain washed out firework shows in many communities last night. Even though the show on the National Mall came off as scheduled, firework shows in Greenbelt and at the University of Maryland College Park have been put off until tonight. The fireworks in Gaithersburg and on Solomon's Island have both been rescheduled for this Friday night. Hillary Clinton will be joined by President Obama in Charlotte, North Carolina today for their first joint campaign event. And the setting for today's event is no accident.
They see this day as the biggest must-win for the Trump campaign, so certainly trying to undercut him a bit there. Now, aides to Clinton tell CNN they do expect Obama today to tell the story of his rival-to-friend relationship with Secretary of State Clinton, as well as likely lean into Donald Trump. They expect him to echo the message that Clinton has been pushing herself, that Trump is unqualified for the presidency.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. The Donald Trump campaign, meanwhile, is still trying to explain away that tweet last week that many people have said appeared to be anti-Semitic.
Trump initially responded to the uproar by saying in a tweet, quote, "Dishonest media is trying their absolute best to depict a star in a tweet as the Star of David rather than a sheriff's star or plain star," end quote. The campaign later sent out a statement that said, in part, "Linking an image with a six-pointed star to anti-Semitism is ridiculous." The statement said the news media should be asking real questions like why was Bill Clinton meeting secretly with the attorney general and where are Hillary Clinton's missing emails?
Steve Kastenbaum on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Italian police have arrested a 40-year-old homeless man in the death of an American student in Rome. The body of 19-year-old Bo Solomon was pulled from the Tiber River yesterday. Solomon was last seen early Friday. French lawmakers say a parliamentary investigation has found multiple intelligence failures before the Islamic extremist attacks that killed 147 people in Paris last year. The head of the investigating commission says all the attackers involved in the violence had been known to authorities. You're a good driver, but you live in D.C., and that is why you are paying hundreds of dollars a year more for your car insurance than your friends who live in Maryland or Virginia. So says AAA's John Townsend, who says D.C.'s higher rates result from big increases in crashes and the hike in insurance claims.
Whether you're a good driver or a bad driver, sometimes someone else's actions can have an impact on what you pay. But negotiate with your insurance company. And remember, if you are a good driver, you have nothing to worry about.
AAA says the cost of car insurance in D.C. has jumped nearly 24%. Since 2010. And the jackpot is now close to $449 million. That's what's up for grabs tonight in the Mega Millions lottery drawing. Odds of winning it all? A mere 1 in 259 million. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,949. The NASDAQ at 48,63. Sports, another great outing by Max Scherzer, but no run support as the Nats lose to Milwaukee. The O's dropped their fifth straight to the Dodgers. At Wimbledon, Venus and Serena Williams both advance in the quarterfinal, both advance to the quarterfinals. And fourth round winners on the men's side include Andy Murray and Roger Federer. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
On WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for US consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. A chest of drawers is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
Get your carpets clean for $39 per room. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound the BW Parkway, some heavy volume the Beltway to Riverdale Road. The outer loop of the Beltway is crowded 95 to University Boulevard. The inner loop of delay starts at Branch Avenue, goes up to St. Barnabas Road and continues to 210. Right before 210, there's a disabled vehicle that's blocking the center lane. And the inner loop also has some heavy volume 270 to Connecticut Avenue. Alexandria eastbound Duke Street approaching Telegraph Road. That's the scene of a crash. There's one southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road. Canal Road in the district near Arizona Avenue. Down tree blocks the lane of Bethesda River Road at Willard Avenue with standing water in the roadway. Eastbound Dulles Toll Road right past the toll plaza lane blocked by a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Chance for showers and storms on this Tuesday. We get up to around 90. We could catch a stray thunderstorm early tonight, low 74. We'll see early patchy fog tomorrow. Increasing clouds. Slight chance for showers and storms, afternoon high 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Leesburg, 70 in Bowie, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. A new problem for the Rio Olympics. They've discovered the super bacteria in the water. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 630.
It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and you're starting your post 4th of July week the right way with Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Sitting in this morning for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation, is Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff, the much better dancer than Brian Wilson as well.
I bring entertainment. See, I'm dancing
these
over
moments
here.
When we need to do that Facebook Live thing.
Absolutely.
That everybody can see.
People don't know what they're missing out on.
The Gunnery Sergeant Boogie.
Boogie.
8:05, Susan Ferriccio of Washington Examiner will join us as Congress gets back into work this week. And at 8:35, Vince Colonnese, Daily Caller, talk about the non-controversy over Donald Trump's tweets. But, you know, it's all anyone's talking about. We will talk about it as well. Plus, Hillary Clinton's interview with the FBI. All that coming up this morning. It's 7:08. Let's check in now with Representative Pete Hoekstra, former House Intelligence Chairman. We got to check in with him on the rash of terrorist attacks that occurred over the weekend. Thanks for joining us, Congressman. Happy Independence Day.
Hey, thank you. I was just in Italy. It's great to be back in America. Italy was wonderful, but it's always nice to be home.
You kissed the tarmac when you got here, right?
Absolutely.
Listen, I really would love to hear from you about this unbelievable rash of terror that we saw over the weekend in Bangladesh, in Iraq, more than 200 people, in Saudi Arabia, suicide bombs all across that area. I keep hearing that this is the holy month of Ramadan, the holiest time in the Muslim calendar, and yet these people who pretend to be the keepers of the flame for Islam seem to love murdering each other during Ramadan. What's going on with ISIS and these terror attacks?
Well, remember, what their objective is, as devout Muslims, in their view, is they want to establish a caliphate, they want to establish Sharia law, and so working towards those goals and those efforts during the month of Ramadan, they must perceive as a very holy endeavor. They have their long-term objectives, and they're using this month to carry those out.
Hey, Congressman, I'm reading that it was a 12-hour siege in Bangladesh. And from what I have recently learned, that the objective with any law enforcement or military, they got to get in there right away. 12 hours, how many lives could have been saved? What is your take on this? Why was there a siege for 12 hours? Why wasn't there a quicker movement to get in there and save the people that they could have saved?
Well, I think what's happening in too many cases, law enforcement is using traditional hostage-taking rules of engagement, saying negotiate with the hostage takers, and then, you know, we can have a peaceful resolution of this. But when you're negotiating with people who have committed to killing themselves, there is no successful negotiation. I'm betting that law enforcement and military around the world are quickly changing their rules of engagement that say, if we suspect or believe that this engagement, that this terrorist situation is being led by radical jihadists, they're going to kill themselves. They're going to take as many hostages with them as they can. We need to get this resolved as quickly as possible. I don't think you're going to see 12-hour sieges in the future. It just doesn't make any sense with these kinds of people.
All right. And so now you see these combinations of attacks. Is this one of these coordinated, from your view, is this a coordinated effort that was designed to go down the way it went down over this weekend at various hotbeds around the world, although I don't think Bangladesh has really been a hotbed? But is this the sort of thing that ISIS and their central control actually puts forth and schedules out and then gives the go-ahead and boom, everybody goes into action?
A couple of things. Number one, Bangladesh has been quite a hotbed, and at the Investigative Project on Terrorism, we predicted there would be more in that part of the world.
Thank you
but
for
no,
that correction.
Is there a central command post somewhere in Syria or Iraq that says, okay, Bangladesh on Saturday, Baghdad on Sunday, Saudi on Monday, and those types of things? No. What they do is send out a clear message. We want attacks before the end of Ramadan. Ramadan in the United States ends today at 5 o'clock, ends tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And so the real question is, I think law enforcement now is this a peak of terrorist activities in the last 4 or 5 days that we've seen? And are we now going to have an era of relative stability for the next month or two or three till they can prepare and plan their next series of attacks? Or is this a run-up, and is this the new normal that we're going to be seeing these attacks on a weekly basis, two or three attacks scattered all across the Middle East, in Europe, in Asia, United States, and Africa? That's the big question that's going to be confronting law enforcement and military personnel around the world. Bottom line, it's time for the U.S. to recognize and Congress to recognize that this is not about defeating, conventional extremism. This is a war. These people are at war with the United States. We need to declare war and set our objective as victory over these radical jihadists.
Well, Congressman, in Baghdad, many people are thinking, oh, well, that's Iraq. The fact is Baghdad was pretty much a green zone, and they've gotten into Baghdad now and caused an explosion against people that were probably largely supportive of the American forces. 200 were killed. 81 bodies were so charred that DNA testing will be needed to identify them. What is going on? What is your take on what's going on now if they're in Baghdad?
Well, what's going on in Iraq is we don't have a successful strategy. We're still not arming the Kurds. We're not siding and helping the Sunnis. These attacks are Sunnis on Shias. Iraq is basically being partitioned. There is no confidence in the central government. Sure, with Iranian help, they took back Fallujah. But the bottom line is the people in Baghdad, the citizens of Iraq, know that other than a few isolated areas and really the Kurdish region and a few other parts in the Sunni regions, the areas controlled by the Shias, the central government cannot protect its citizens on a daily basis. I think you probably saw the same reports that I did, is that they were throwing trash and rubbish at the prime minister.
Yeah. Clearly, there's a confidence problem with the Iraqi government there, and this signals that they just can't keep the people of Iraq safe.
So what should the U.S. response be? We've been doing everything we can to remove ourselves from the situation in Iraq, except for the direct military intervention, such as it is, against the ISIS soldiers outside of Baghdad. What should we do now that it's in the heart of Baghdad?
Well, I mean, this argument's going on for the last 2 or 3 years with the Obama administration. You can, in Iraq, you cannot rely just on the Baghdad government. You need to rely on the Kurds in the north. You've got to reestablish relationships with the Sunni tribes. These people will fight. They will die to protect their territories and to get rid of ISIS. And they need to work with Baghdad. But we need to engage directly with all three of them. We need to... Syria is a mess. Libya is a mess. Those need new strategies. But the bottom line on this, Larry and Jesse, is this is a war. And, we continue fighting it as a law enforcement. There's reports again today that one of the Gitmo detainees who was, let go to Uruguay is now suspected of leaving. We don't know where he is. There's now, it appears to be a massive search by U.S. officials, Brazilian officials, and Uruguayan officials to find this guy. We're in a rush to release people from Gitmo, even as the escalation of attacks continues. And so, the bottom line, we're not doing everything we can to defeat.
We're at war, and the commander-in-chief is AWOL. It sounds to me like what you're saying.
That's pretty close, yeah.
Former Congressman Pete Hoekstra, we got to leave it there, but it's always good to have you, sir. Again, senior fellow at the Investigative Project on Terrorism, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. It is now 7:15 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here comes Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Outer loop of the Beltway slows down 95 to Colesville Road. The inner loop gets crowded 270 to Connecticut Avenue, where an accident blocks the right lane. And up from Connecticut Avenue to Georgia Avenue, it's down about 16 miles per hour. Also, the inner loop crowds in Branch Avenue to St. Barnabas Road to 210, where a disabled vehicle blocks the center lane. In Alexandria, eastbound Duke Street approaching Telegraph Road, there's a crash. Southbound 270 approaching Old Georgetown Road, overturned vehicle on the shoulder. Northbound 270 at Shady Grove Road, there's an accident blocking a lane. Westbound Norbeck Road at Avery Road, a down tree blocking all lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy today with a chance of showers and storms, high near 90 degrees. Tonight, few clouds, stray thunderstorm possible, low near 74. And then tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, then increasing clouds and a stray shower or thunderstorm, high of 92. Right now, 74 degrees, 717.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
Get your education, don't forget from whence you came, and the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander. If you're Hillary Clinton and you finally sit down and have a 3.5-hour interview by the FBI over your unauthorized use of a private unsecured email server, what do you do after that interview with the FBI? Well, you fly up to Broadway and you see Hamilton, the toughest ticket in town.
Yeah.
Can you believe the arrogance and hubris of this woman waving to everybody there
in
the crowd?
And who's the donor that gave her the tickets? I mean, it would have been as obnoxious if she went to Disneyland.
Really?
I mean, really?
Really? She is doing a little victory lap there because she seems pretty confident.
Very snooty.
She hears what she had to say when Chuck Todd asked her about this interview with the FBI over their criminal investigation.
It was something I had offered to do since last August. I've been eager to do it, and I was pleased to have the opportunity to assist the department in bringing its review to a conclusion.
So that's what she said in her interview, right? And can I just, over this interview with Chuck Todd, can I just play this last part?
Pleased to have the opportunity to assist the department in bringing its review to a conclusion.
Did you hear that? I was pleased to assist the department in bringing its review to a conclusion. The written statement delivered by the Clinton campaign says, Secretary Clinton gave a voluntary interview this morning about her email arrangements while she was secretary. She's pleased to have had the opportunity to assist the Department of Justice in bringing this review to a conclusion.
And I was pleased to have the opportunity to assist the department in bringing its review to a conclusion.
Do you think maybe she was reading something while she was on this phone interview? But see, this, by the way, Trump campaign is about staying on message and being consistent with your messaging.
She can't risk flubbing that up.
She was so pleased to assist the Department of Justice in bringing their review to a conclusion that she brought five attorneys with her.
I know that that's,
to her interview.
And I'm excited to help them. I want to close this. You know, I will give her a lot of credit. She's presenting it as a very positive thing. She's turned, you know, basically mud into gold in her own way.
I suppose. By the way, one of those attorneys that assisted her was Cheryl Mills. Now, Joe DiGenova apparently yesterday with Mr. Mendes, our guest host yesterday, expressed outrage, and I would join his outrage in the fact that Cheryl Mills was one of the attorneys sitting in that room, because Cheryl Mills is also a witness to this investigation.
Yeah.
So since when do you let a witness sit there with another witness about the criminal investigation? I wonder how thorough the FBI is really being with this investigation when they allow Cheryl Mills to sit there and make sure that everybody's story is straight. Because one of the things that they're investigating here and trying to get Hillary Clinton on the record is to say something that is contrary to what other people have said. That means someone's lying to the FBI. And one of those people that may have been lying to the FBI is Cheryl Mills.
That's just very shocking, because everybody has such high regard for James Comey. And he's basically been the only person we feel has a level-headedness to handle this. Yet, if Cheryl Mills is in that room, it just tells me, wow, they've gotten to even to Comey. You know, everybody has believed that if this investigation was influenced by the administration, that he would resign.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton has signaled that she would be interested in keeping Loretta Lynch as attorney general. Now, of course, this calls into question the meeting that Bill Clinton had last week with Loretta Lynch. She was asked about that, by the way.
Well, I think, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Both the attorney general and my husband have said that they wouldn't do it again.
How long are they going to get away with this? How many times do these people, the smartest, most elite of the elites, the people who have been chosen by God to be our leaders because they are so brilliant and so much better than us and so much more experienced, and they're only ones who can lead us, the Clintons. How many times can they do things like this and then, when challenged on it, say, oh, well, gosh, if hindsight were 2020, if I had to do it all over again, it was a mistake. I mean, everybody makes mistakes.
No.
It's amazing how they keep making the same kind of mistakes.
They got caught.
And they're let off the hook with that same argument every single time.
Yeah, we wouldn't do it again, but we got caught. That's why we wouldn't do it again.
By the way,
if we didn't get caught, we would do it again.
By the way, here's another thing that they might be regretting and say, oh, well, hindsight is 20/20. According to the testimony that Huma Abedin gave last week to Judicial Watch, Hillary Clinton made it a habit to burn her daily schedule. Copies of her daily schedule were often put into a burn bag and completely burned so that nobody could ever see them again.
And federal documents are not supposed to be destroyed for, I believe it's a 7-year window, or maybe six, but you know, burn bag? What are we talking about?
Well, you know, hindsight is 2020. I mean, I'm sure if we
things
had to
up.
Do it all over again.
Well, I think, you know, hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, that's going to be the new campaign slogan. 722 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
You should have your carpets professionally cleaned at least once a year, even more if you've got pets. You know, if you've got dirt, mud, traffic marks, or smell bad odors in your carpets, it's time for a real carpet cleaning from only the best. My friends at Zero Res, I just had them out before the summer began to clean my carpets because my kids are in town over the summer. They're with me, and man, they're all over the carpets, right? Well, you don't want your kids rolling around in dirty carpets. And by the way, a lot of those carpet cleaning companies that use chemicals, you don't want them rolling around in that either. They leave that residue, that gross, smelly, chalky kind of stuff on your carpets. I don't know what it is, but it ain't clean, and I don't want it on my kid's skin. That's why I use Zero Res. They have a patented empowered water cleaning system. It's free of any toxins, and it's also fast drying, too. Oh, sure, they come in with the water and they clean, but they just, you know, suck it out with those giant machines of theirs, and it'll dry in just a few hours. And back by popular demand, it's Zero Res's best deal ever. The Larry O'Connor WMAL special. For a limited time only, Zero Res is going to pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $39 a room. $39 a room. Minimums apply. Call them 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it forwards or backwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Traffic Cleaning Traffic Center.
The inner loop of the Beltway at Connecticut Avenue, an accident blocks the right lane. Eastbound Duke Street approaching Telegraph Road, a crash. Northbound Fairfax County Parkway after Ox Road, an accident. This is located at Clara Barton Drive in Silver Spring. Westbound Intercounty Connector before Briggs Cheney Road, there's an accident on the shoulder. Traffic brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC. That's MyCleanPC.com. Up in GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Out of mostly cloudy skies, chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We get up to around 90. Tonight, a few clouds, stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 7:26. All right, if you take the blue line and also the yellow line, you're dealing with phase 3 now on Metro between today and July 12th, and it's between Reagan National Airport and Braddock Road. This is the new latest part of the surge where they're going to dramatically cut back on the number of trains. And they're going to be getting all this track work done. And this is the third section now. We've seen it first out in Virginia on the orange, blue, and silver lines. And then we saw it earlier, closer into the downtown area was the last second surge. And now we're looking out by back to Virginia, Reagan Airport to Braddock Road. And I worry about this one, certainly, because the trains are going to be running every 15 minutes during rush hour.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be shuttle trains taking people between Huntington and Braddock Road every 12 minutes during rush hour. It's severely reducing the number of trains and the length of those cars. And today's July 5th. There's a bunch of people heading to the airport. People are getting out of town after the holiday weekend. So it might get kind of messy. But they're going to be heading out that way. It might not be affecting people coming in necessarily.
Well, it's what's so horrible about it is that, you know, this is one area that relies completely upon the metro. And every morning when I have to get in the car to drive out to work, it's just a new adventure every single day. You're forced to plan ahead, which is fine. Well, but I'm telling you, I'm losing more time on the road than I ever dreamed.
That's why you listen here on WMAL. And also go to WMAL.com as this entire metro project is being cataloged there. And all of the details that you need can be found at WMAL.com so you know exactly where the work is at any given time. It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Owens Corning knows that when hail damages your roof, it's hard to know what to do next. Even if your roof looks fine now, there could be hidden damage that could show up weeks or months later. And with so many contractors, who can you trust?
Visit owenscorning.com/storm to find calm after the storm. From finding a trusted licensed contractor to choosing proven products that can help protect you from the next storm. So rest easy. Find your calm at owenscorning.com/storm. Trusted contractors, proven products. We're the calm after the storm.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C. And MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We are celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients' tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
Coming up on WMAL, it was the 4th of July fireworks, as is tradition, down on the mall. But, boy, we had some lousy weather. PBS then decided to show fireworks from a previous year where we had nicer weather. Are you okay with that? We'll take your calls after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Phases 3 and 4 of Metro's SafeTrack initiative begin today, and this round of work will directly affect you if you use Metro to get to Reagan National Airport. Rail line segments between the airport and Braddock Road and Pentagon City will see significantly reduced service in the blue and yellow lines for the next 2 weeks. There's another explanation this morning from the Donald Trump campaign about that tweet that the campaign sent out last week that many people say was anti-Semitic.
Daniel Scavino, Trump's former New York golf course caddy turned social media director for the campaign, now says he selected the star, not the Jewish Star of David, but as he called it, a sheriff's badge. Scavino said in a statement, the image was lifted from an anti-Hillary Twitter user where countless images appear and not sourced from an anti-Semitic site. But CNN, through use of an internet archiving site, found that the same graphic tweeted by Trump appeared 10 days earlier on a message board filled with anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and neo-Nazi ideology.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. President Obama campaigns with Hillary Clinton today in North Carolina.
Coming off this weekend's FBI interview over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton will try to take back control of the narrative today. She will be campaigning for the first time with President Obama in Charlotte, North Carolina. And giving her visit a bit more presidential flair, Clinton will actually hitch a ride down there with President Obama on Air Force One.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. A Metro Transit police officer shot and killed a suspect late last night in Northeast Washington, apparently after the suspect fired into an unmarked police cruiser. Authorities are still sorting out all the details. And a judge in Baltimore hears pretrial motions today in the case of the fourth Baltimore police officer to face trial in the death of Freddie Gray. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 48.63. Sports, a classic pitcher's duel at Nats Park on the 4th of July, and Milwaukee came out on top, eking out a 1-0 win. In L.A., the Orioles dropped their fifth in a row, losing to the Dodgers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money. It's based on my number one best-selling book, and you'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also receive a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda Tuesday and Wednesday, July 12th and 13th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA U.S., with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the US dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
A window sale sounds good, but the biggest window sale of the year sounds even better, right? Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and you've heard me talk about Thompson Creek Windows for years. Why? Because Thompson Creek Window Company designs, builds, and installs the best windows in town. I went to their factory right off the Beltway. I saw how each window is custom made for your home and our unique climate. The best part is that there are no middlemen, and you're saving yourself headaches and money with that. Right now, Thompson Creek Window Company is having the biggest window sale of the year by taking 25% off every window. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. For new windows, Thompson Creek is the best choice, and they'll come out for free to show you why. You will be amazed. I guarantee it. Appointments will fill up fast. Call 855-57-CREEK. 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home. Sweet Thompson Creek.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Northbound Fairfax County Parkway, right after Ox Road, there is an accident. This one's located at Clara Barton Drive in Silver Spring. Westbound Intercounty Connector before Briggs-Cheney Road, crash in the shoulder. In Stafford, southbound 95 at 610, an accident on the shoulder. Eastbound Dulles Toll Road past the Beltway, an accident also on the shoulder. Out loop of the Beltway, it's heavy volume. Georgia Avenue to Connecticut Avenue going up to Wisconsin Avenue. Eastbound 66 right before 29. That's the scene of a crash. In the District Canal Road near Arizona Avenue Northwest, there's a downed tree blocking a lane of Bethesda River Road at Willard Avenue. There's some standing water in the roadway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
On a mostly cloudy skies, chance for some showers and thunderstorms. We get up to around 90. Tonight, a few clouds, stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Arlington, 72 in Beltsville, 74 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 7:37 on WMAL. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. This morning, we've got Gunnery Sergeant Jesse Jane Duff sitting in for Brian Wilson, who's on vacation. Always good to have you this early in the morning, Gunny.
Good morning, motivators.
And you're flying with us this morning. I appreciate all the energy. Coming up at 8:05, Susan Ferriccio, Washington Examiner, as Congress gets back to work this week. And at 8:35, Vince Colonnais, Daily Caller, will get his take on Hillary's interview with the FBI and also controversy surrounding Donald Trump's Twitter behavior. Once again, Larry O'Connor here, Jesse Jane Duff there.
Thank you, Cassidy. And now, with the fireworks going off behind us, here are Jack Everly and the National Symphony Orchestra to perform Tchaikovsky's 1812 Overture.
And that's how it began last night. The fantastic Tom Bergeron introducing, as he does so often, on July 4th evening in Washington, D.C., the fireworks on the National Mall, the greatest fireworks in all of the United States of America on July 4th. And there's the orchestra playing the 1812 Overture. You can hear the explosions in the background as just up the mall from where he was standing, the fireworks were being shot off. However, anyone who was here last night knows it was an awful night for fireworks. In fact, a bunch of cities canceled their fireworks. They rescheduled them for tonight. And so there they started, and the camera shoots up to the sky, and you can, you know, barely make out the Lincoln Memorial and these, you know, red glowing clouds. It was terrible. And you could see maybe the bottom third of some of the fireworks that were being shot off. But my gosh, the visibility was awful. And it just made for bad television.
And colorful clouds.
Yeah, that's all it was. Just some glowing, colorful clouds and some noise. And no one wants to watch that, right?
Right.
So PBS did what I guess a reasonable television network would do. They lied, basically. they started playing archive footage, some B-roll footage of a more appealing 4th of July evening. Maybe it was, you know, 2007. I don't know when it was. They never identified it. That's the thing. They immediately cut to another shot, and suddenly there's these beautiful fireworks going off with a pristine, clear sky of the fantastic Washington landscape. That's right. No scaffolding around the Capitol Hill dome. No scaffolding around the Washington Monument, which tells us it wasn't 2 years ago or 3 years ago. We have no idea when it was. And boy, oh boy, did people erupt on social media saying, PBS is lying. This is fake. This is not good. They had to issue an explanation. It was a debate in my living room as we were all watching. Half the people were like, well, thank God they're showing some other fireworks. And I was actually, you know, I don't know, I was a little annoyed by it. It's like, listen, if you're going to show us the 4th of July fireworks, show us as it's happening. Show us the reality of the situation, not some made-for-TV thing. So I want to hear from you. Are you annoyed that PBS did this? 888-630-9625. I think if they had identified it, Jesse Jane, I would have been okay with it. But the fact that they attempted to just make it look like, oh, here are your fireworks. No, that's not, it's not truth. And they should be delivering the truth, or if it's not the truth, they should explain it. 888-630-WMAL. What did you think? Did PBS make the right call on this one?
You know, well, fortunately, they played the accurate music. They just didn't replay a show from 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The music was going, and apparently you had indicated that the first maybe 4 or 5 seconds was the authentic fireworks
show. And actually, to be fair, they cut back a few times.
Oh,
and actually,
did they?
They did. They cut back a few times. And you could see it in the background because they were showing the crowd.
I gotcha. You
could see that it was clearly not the same sky.
And they're all in ponchos, I assume.
Oh, they're
all rained up, but it's a perfectly clear sky.
Well, when they cut to the archive footage, it was a clear sky. When they cut to the crowd, you could see the, you know, sort of just glowing non-firework lights going on.
It's just kind of funny, you know, that we've got a clear sky, but then when we go to the crowd, they're all bundled up, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. And so
with washes on.
But you stood by this choice. You thought that it was fine.
I thought it was fine that they showed footage from a previous show, because people are watching from all over the nation and nobody wants to watch just, you know, colorful clouds. However, I do agree that we should have had at minimum a little note on the side of the scene that this was, you know, 2010 or whatever year they chose, due to inclement weather. They set themselves up for this. It just leaves question to their integrity.
Well, outrageous outrage ensued on Twitter, of course, which is the norm these days. When the cloud coverage is bad and PBS plays fake footage of the fireworks in D.C. Well, the footage wasn't fake. It was just not this year's footage. Here's one. Blessed to see the fireworks from my apartment window and watch July 4th PBS. Though the fireworks out my window don't look like the PBS. Fake? Asked Tina on Twitter. Not cool of PBS to use fake footage of fireworks on the 4th. It's cloudy and rainy in D.C. Those shots are clearly not from tonight. Well, Matt in Alexandria, are you okay with PBS? And by the way, PBS is publicly funded. Your tax dollars at work here. Are you okay with them showing their own version of the fireworks because it was just too cloudy last night?
No, it was a little too Pravda, a little too Stalinist for me. Hey, Gunny, Semper Fi.
Semper Fi, Devil Dog.
Thanks, Matt. All right, so Matt thinks it was a bit of a Potemkin Village situation here. It was a reality as they wished it to be. PBS responded, by the way. They said, we showed a combination of the best fireworks from this year and previous years. It was the patriotic thing to do. Really? Is it unpatriotic to show the truth of what the fireworks really look like? Here's my argument here. They've got Tom Bergeron. Tom Bergeron is an incredibly witty, pithy guy. He's used to dealing with live incidents all the time. He broadcasts two live broadcasts every week, the Dancing with the Stars show and then the results
show. Do you think he knew?
Back to back. I don't know, but why not use him? Why not say, hey, Tom, here's the thing. He had to have known. Because,
they put it together well before the show went on.
And if you're working on the show, if you're the host of the show, you're Tom Bergeron, aren't you saying during breaks, what are we going to do, man? The sky is terrible. These fireworks are going to look awful. Somebody said, oh, don't worry, we're going to have some canned footage. Why didn't they just let him say, if we showed you tonight's fireworks, it probably wouldn't be the most entertaining thing. So to honor America, we're going to go back and show you these fireworks from the year 2000, but with tonight's live orchestra. It would have been so easy to do that. And I didn't like the fact that it almost seemed like they were trying to put one over on us.
They put one over on you. I know you were upset.
Maybe I'm always looking at lies in the media.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it. It's 7:44 on WMAL.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when you're feet hurt.
It's the Ted Britt Summer Sales event, and it's going on now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Ted Britt is also proud to offer, and I'm proud to announce to you, the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. It thanks the heroes serving in our military as well as those serving in our community. So you get a great deal on a great vehicle from Ted Britt Automotive. And then once you get that great deal, you say I'm with the military, law enforcement, boom, you get another $1,000 cash bonus right there. And if that ain't good enough, listen to this, because when you drive your fantastic brand new four-wheeled baby off the lot, you're going to drive off with confidence, because they've got a program called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. Lifetime coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Check them out. They've got 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence. It is 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Inner loop of the Beltway slows down Branch Avenue up to St. Barnabas Road. And right before 210, a disabled vehicle takes out the center lane. Outer loop is crowded Georgia Avenue to Wisconsin Avenue. That's where there's an overturned vehicle blocking two lanes. Southbound 295 approaching Suitland Parkway, disabled vehicle takes out a lane. Eastbound Dulles Toll Road past the Beltway, an accident on the shoulder. Northbound Fairfax County Parkway after Ox Road, an accident. This one's located at Clara Barton Drive in Stafford. Southbound 95 at 610, a crash. Eastbound 66 at 29, there's a collision there on the shoulder. In the District Canal Road Northwest at Arizona Avenue, a lane blocked by a downed tree. Up in GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly clouds for our Tuesday. Chance for showers and storms will top out right around 90. Tonight, a few clouds. Stray thunderstorm possible early, low 74. Early patchy fog tomorrow. Slight chance for showers and storms. High 92 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 7:47 on WMAL. Like me, Jesse Jane Duff, you are a big fan of basketball.
Woo-woo!
Maybe it's because we're both... We're about the same height, aren't we? Like 6'1"? How tall are you? 5'11"?
I'm like 6'7".
Yes.
I make things up.
Wait, take the shoes off, and how tall are you?
Okay, I'm 5'8".
5'8". And then when the shoes are out, it's 6'7".
Oh, I'm huge.
That's about right.
Scares away the short people, right?
So, as a big fan of the NBA, you must have been absolutely stunned by yesterday's news.
Okay, I was not stunned that Kevin Durant didn't come here. I've been saying that for years.
I've been
a skeptic forever. I was stunned he went to Golden State, and I was excited because I'm also a Golden State fan.
Oh, I didn't know you were a Golden State fan.
Oh, I'm from California.
Well, yeah. You're from San Francisco?
No, I'm from Sacramento, and the Kings.
So you're a Kings fan?
Not really.
All right.
So Golden State to me was just phenomenal. I love Steph Curry. I love the whole team. I love everything about them. So this was exciting for me from that level. But as far as the Wizards
Were you a Golden State Warriors fan when they had 10 wins?
I've been a Golden State. Well, I'm going to tell you when I started being a Golden State Warriors fan.
Yes.
When when they beat Dallas, they were the number one seeded team.
When they were the eighth seed.
And they were the eighth seed.
Mark Jackson was the coach,
and Baron Davis was playing with them.
UCLA.
And I just fell in love with the team because I wasn't a Dallas fan.
All right, I'll give you a little cred there then. That's not
absolutely
bad. Well, listen, as you just heard from Jesse Jane Duff, the big story here is Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant, local hero, a great player. And yes, the Wizards, you Wizards fan, Jesse Jane Duff, and the Wizards
they've
themselves.
They've misled us all the way.
Well, they never said they were going to get Kevin Durant, but they were making moves to make it look like they wanted to get Kevin Durant.
They've implied, they've suggested, one person even that I know had asked Ted Leonsis, are we getting Kevin Durant? And he had said, we are one step away.
Okay,
he didn't say it was a huge, giant step that we would never attain. He said, we're one step away.
Come on. But they cleared cap space. They hired Kevin Durant's old head coach. But ultimately,
and his high school coach.
Okay, but ultimately, the Wizards can't know what Kevin Durant is going to do.
Of course they can't know, but they can't do anything else right either.
Well,
because I have sat there and watched the prices go up steadily. First 30%, first 20%, 30%, 10%. We're paying double from what we used to pay just 10 years ago.
So do you think they're going to get someone?
No,
they got to get somebody.
No,
they got no one on the team
cow.
Right now.
I'm sorry. This is a cash cow for Ted Leonsis. I think he thinks just the Caps are going to carry the way, and he milks us because we show up not even expecting to win. Watch the fans. The only time they stand up and get excited is when they're giving away a Chick-fil-A sandwich in the fourth quarter, and that's when we get all excited for a free
Maybe
sandwich.
Maybe last season, but the season before that, there were a lot of exciting moments.
No, I've sat there for a very long time. I don't want to tell the listeners how. It's about a decade now, and the only time they get excited is for a free chicken sandwich.
I still stand by Ted Leonsis, and I trust that he's going to get a star to come here.
But you pay my ticket prices, and I will stand by him, too.
It ain't going to be Kevin Durant. But here's the thing. Beyond not coming here to the Wizards, let me just reiterate. Kevin Durant, possibly one of the top three players in the NBA, is going, and a former MVP from two seasons ago, is going to the Golden State Warriors.
Woo-hoo!
The Golden State Warriors had a history-making best record in the NBA regular season last season in the history of the league, of the association. They were also the defending world champions and were one game away from repeating this year, and now that team is adding Kevin Durant to the mix.
This is amazing.
Will anyone beat the Golden State Warriors next year?
Well, I sure don't think the Wizards will.
It's an amazing story and just a teutonic shift of power.
I loved the finals this year, literally going down to game 7, down to the wire. I mean,
I loved everything about it except Cleveland winning. Oh, I hate the LeBrons. I hate the LeBrons. Any team LeBron is on,
It was still an exciting series, and I have to give it that. And I'm a diehard Golden State fan, but I mean, the fact that they were up 3 and Cleveland was down 1, it was theirs to win and they lost it.
Not only is this huge for Golden State by adding Kevin Durant, but let's face it, the only team in the West that came close to beating Golden State last year was the Oklahoma City Thunder, at least in the playoffs. The Thunder, now, who's going to beat the Golden State Warriors in the West? Who can challenge them? They've taken the best player out of the one team that actually had a chance.
He can keep that dynamic, which is so critical for Golden State.
Well, he's been playing with Brian Westbrook, who is also a great player. He
Russell
can obviously share the
Westbrook.
Ball. Russell Westbrook.
Do I need to correct you on your basketball knowledge?
He's a UCLA guy, too.
But they sat there and fought a lot, and they were showing it on camera that there was a lot of contention
within the team. All right. What did I say? Ryan Westbrook?
You said Brian.
Oh, Brian Westbrook.
You're just making stuff up.
Who is Brian Westbrook?
You don't know.
That's somebody. It's 7:52 on WMAO.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
greenbrook.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
7:53, time to check in with the CNBC Business Report brought to you by IKEA. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
And good morning. Stocks may fall on Wall Street today. We're not sure if we're worried about Brexit anymore or not. Maybe we are. Who knows? A McWin for McDonald's in Europe. A court ruled McDonald's has the exclusive rights to use of MC, Mick, or MAC, Mac, in food and beverage names. This ruling goes against a Singapore company that tried to register Mac Coffee for its products. Twinkie maker Hostess Brands has been sold to a company called Gore Holdings for $375 million. Later this year, Gore will start selling stock in Hostess Brands to the public. Crude oil prices down more than 2% this morning, below $48 a barrel and falling. A new study shows the United States now holds more oil reserves than either Saudi Arabia or Russia for the first time ever. And if you've got an extra dollar or two, tonight's Mega Millions drawing is worth $449 million. That's the seventh largest lottery prize anywhere ever. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer which is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here comes Dave Solomon. He's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound Anacostia Freeway crowds in Burroughs Avenue up to East Capitol Street. Southbound 295 approaching Suitland Parkway. Disabled vehicle takes out a lane. Outloop of the Beltway is heavy. 95 to Connecticut Avenue. Southbound 270 slows down Old Georgetown Road going up to the Beltway. Traffic brought to you by Here Maps. Wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps, the free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Still looking at the possibility for showers and storms on this Tuesday. We get up to around 90. Tonight we might catch a stray thunderstorm early. Overnight low 74. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 74 degrees at 7:56.
I was absolutely terrified of dentists.
As I grew up, there was no greater fear in my life than going into a dental office.
Through sedation dentistry, Cascade Center for Dental Health will change the way you see going to the dentist.
I kept hearing Dr. Ferrelius' ads, and it sounded like something that would work for me.
It was complete dental restoration that grabbed my attention, and I thought, you know what, it'd be nice to get it all done at once.
When I met Dr. Ruparelia, I was very impressed. I felt that he was very empathetic, and that really made me feel instantly comfortable with him. Everyone is so nice, and they really want to help. It's not like any other medical office I'd ever been in.
Changing lives one smile at a time with our revolutionary full-mouth dental implants.
And wow, one day? Basically, you got all that done yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, people are like, yeah, they look great.
Dr. Ruparelia and the Cascade Center for Dental Health in Sterling are ready to help you smile. Call 866-25-SLEEP today for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours. and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova. Join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll check in with Susan Freescio of the Washington Examiner as Congress gets back to work this week. And also Vince Colonnese of the Daily Caller talking about FBI's investigation of Hillary Clinton and her marathon interview.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right, and if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.